Tories will tell us tomorrow how they're going to transform our schools if they get into power, or at least we'll get to know what their policy review group is recommending they do. One of the more radical ideas, it seems, is to make children stay on for an extra year at primary school if they haven't managed to grasp the basics by the time they're supposed to leave. Does that make sense? Well, Professor Stephen Heppel is a government advisor on education. John Coe was a teacher who specialises in primary education. He founded the National Association for Primary Education. And you're a bit puzzled by this, Mr. Coe. Hello? Hello, Mr. Coe. You can't hear Mr. Coe. Let's ask Professor Heppel what he makes of it. Are you there, Professor?
Yes, I certainly am. Good morning.
Tell us what you think of it.
Well, there's an issue about the rigidity of age, I think. We know that at 11, something like 4 out of 10 children, when they go up to secondary school, are backward of where they were after their first year. So the children are very different. And if we're building a model of learning that isn't a one-size-fits-all, then I think we've got to look very carefully at all the edges. And I can't see any reason why the children shouldn't spend a little longer in primary school or go a little earlier to secondary school. But the problem, of course, is who and when. I mean, if you're a child just coming from Southeast Asia, you've only got fabulous mathematics, but you're struggling a bit with your English. So would you go up or would you go down? And I think the key thing here is that this mustn't be described as a penalty. The news bulletins have used the words penalised and failed. You've just said make them stay on. I think what we've got to do is soften up all the edges of learning. And I'm confident that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, putting 30 children in a classroom because they happen to be born between two Septembers will sound distinctly odd. We've got to look at every child and look at their particular needs. Yeah, we mustn't make this sound like a penalty. We're hemorrhaging children from schools in secondary school at the moment. We've got teenage-on-teenage crime. We've got kids on the street. Anything that makes schools sound like a place of penalty is going to drive more away. Schools have got to be seductive and engaging places above all else.
The trouble with that, I mean, maybe a bit of a council perfection, mightn't it? Because the fact is, if a 10-year-old boy sees his 10-year-old boy going up to secondary school, he stays in primary school, you can imagine the mickey taking, quite apart from anything else that he'd suffer. It would be seen as a penalty.
I can absolutely imagine, and it's the words of penalty and failure. But on the other hand, if we're talking about building all through schools, and a number of countries around the world are doing that, because that 11 break, you know, a lot of parents are waving goodbye to their children off to secondary school for the first time this morning. 4 out of 10 of them by the end of this year will be backward of where they were when they left primary school. So there's something about the rigidity of that break that's genuinely damaging.
Well, no, I can see that.
Let's soften that up is good.
Right. We've now got Mr. Coe, John Coe.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You couldn't hear my question, I dare say, but what do you think of it, this idea of keeping children on? Not... Professor Heppel has made the point that we mustn't say making them stay on or regarding it as a penalty, but what do you think of the idea?
Well, I'm afraid the children would regard it as a penalty. I think it's a rather quaint and old-fashioned idea. It's unlikely that David Cameron's taken educational advice about it, not seriously anyway. After all, it was tried years ago and found to be deeply unsound. Oh, yes, all-age schools. You had to reach a standard and reach that certain standard before you can progress through the school.
I don't remember that. When was that?
Oh, yes. Oh, well back, yes, in the early days of education.
Ah, right, I see. But not in recent times. But
it's equally
daft, isn't it, to say there will be 30 children born between September and September, and they will all stay in one class and they will all stay together and they will all move to the next stage at the same stage together, because they're all going to be different, aren't they?
Well, it's the school system that does that. It's not the growth of the children. Children are growing all the time, continuously. I mean, to say that they can only go forward to another school if they reach a certain standard is like saying, well, all the children should be 5 foot tall.
Well, precisely. Isn't that why the system has to change?
The system has to change, but we have to change the institutions of schools and the way teachers work in order to make the continuity of education match the continuity of children growing up.
But then how do you deal, if you change the system, how do you deal with the problem that the child who doesn't go up will feel penalised, stigmatised even?
Well, at the moment, it's perfectly all right to keep certain children back if they're really struggling or if there are particular physical or emotional difficulties, or to accelerate children and promote them a year early. Perfectly possible within the existing system. But if David Cameron is suggesting that we should think about keeping 15%, those children who don't reach level four, still in primary school. I can tell you the impact will be very sharp indeed on such children.
Well, thank you.
I do
apologise. I'm going to have to stop you there. We've run out of time. Sorry about the technical problem. John Coe and Professor Stephen Heppel, thank you.